Massachusetts College of Liberal Arts is nearing the end of a presidential search that has lasted more than a year and a half. The State Board of Higher Education is meeting tomorrow to vote on the approval of Jamie Burge as the college's 12th president. In August 2014, MCLA President Mary Grant announced she was leaving at the start of 2015 to become Chancellor of University of North Carolina at Asheville. MCLA completed a nationwide search and selected Greg Summers, but in March 2015, he withdrew because of family health concerns that made him unable to relocate. Then, this past summer, MCLA trustee James Clemmer took over for interim president Cynthia Brown when she decided to seek the full-time post. And last month, after its second search, the college selected Burge, who previously served as the president of Franklin Pierce University in New Hampshire. Burge, who graduated from Lee High School, spoke with WAMC News about why he chose MCLA.
What was most striking to me about it was the foundation of the liberal arts education that it provides, and at the same time looking at academic programs that present an opportunity for students to find professional careers. You know, my sense is that the way of American higher education is going, it is the combination of professional education with a foundation in liberal arts that's going to give students the best opportunity at long-term employment, long-term meaningful contributions to their communities. And it seemed to me from what I initially read about MCLA that they were doing that work. And so that's initially what drew me in. And of course, I've learned much more about the things that they're doing that excites me.
Obviously, since you've served as a college president for a number of schools, how do you really see your role on the campus and in the community as a president?
Well, I see it in a couple of different perspectives. One is that as the president of the institution, I want to be the most visible advocate for the institution, and that's with prospective parents and students, with legislators, with donors, people who support the institution, and with the local community. You know, my experience as a president has been that those are the roles that a college or university president has to engage with. And I'm very comfortable with that. I like that kind of work. You know, when you have an institution like MCLA, it's an easier task to be able to talk about the great things that go on there that either cultivate interest from donors or legislators or people in the community because of the very things that MCLA stands for.
Do you think, it seems just from looking over your background there, you have some a good amount of experience with student affairs. Do you think that really helps you, you know, being the leader of a college?
Yeah, I do. I think so. You know, my early career was in student affairs. And, you know, our work, you know, when all of us come to work in the morning, our thought should be, what are we doing today to help students succeed? And certainly as a student life professional, that is in the very front of your eyes when you get in and work throughout the day. But all of us, I think, are called to that. All of us have a sense that our work, whether we're faculty members or administrators or staff members, that, you know, our work is really about helping students be successful to achieve their academic goals. And so I think, you know, my background in student life certainly helps with that, because that's how I was, in many cases, formed as an administrator to be responsive to what students need and are hoping for. So it's also what I like most about my work in higher education, is being able to interact with students and enjoy the excitement that they bring to either their academic studies or athletics or performing arts or what other activities they might be in. That's in many cases, you know, the best part of the work that I have is interacting with those students.
And if I have it correctly, this is a homecoming of sorts for you a little bit, right? You grew up in Lee, right?
That's right. Okay. I grew up in Lee. My father worked in Pittsfield, and so I know kind of that Lee-Pittsfield connection pretty well. And in fact, I have some close friends that still live in Pittsfield and Dalton.
Did that factor into your decision to seek the position at MCLA, being so close to Lee and Pittsfield?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. You know, I had been gone from Western Mass in the Berkshires for a very long time. My career took me across the country, literally. And more recently, when I came back to New Hampshire, I had you know, reasons to go back to Western Mass and the Berkshires and, you know, high school reunions and interacting with friends, things like that. And I realized in those visits that I really missed the Berkshires much more than I ever thought I had. And so when this opportunity came up, I thought, boy, this is really a great opportunity to think about being closer to where I grew up, closer to those friends that I haven't had as much opportunity to interact with. And so that certainly is a benefit to being at MCLA.